Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Introduction to Research Methods in Education by Keith F. Punch, with the second edition associated with Alice Owanse, is a textbook on how educational inquiry is designed, conducted, analyzed, and reported. Adapted from Punch's broader work on social research methods, it translates general research principles into the specific conditions of schools, universities, classrooms, policy settings, and other educational environments. The book is introductory in level but broad in scope, covering empirical research, research questions, literature review, qualitative methods, quantitative methods, mixed methods, ethics, data analysis, and writing up findings. Its purpose is not to promote a single methodological tradition, but to help readers understand how different forms of evidence answer different kinds of educational questions. The text is especially oriented towards students preparing a research project, dissertation, or methods assignment. And it combines conceptual explanation with practical guidance on choices such as sampling, interviewing, observation, measurement, and analysis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, research design as a sequence of connected decisions in education. A central feature of the book is its treatment of research as a structured process rather than a collection of isolated techniques. Punch presents educational research as beginning with a problem or area of interest, moving through the formulation of research questions, and then requiring decisions about design, data, sampling, analysis, and reporting. This matters because educational settings often contain complex relationships among learners, teachers, institutions, policies, and social contexts. A method cannot be chosen sensibly unless it fits the purpose of the inquiry. For example, a question about how students experience a curriculum change calls for different evidence from a question about whether an intervention is associated with improved test performance. The book, therefore, emphasizes alignment research questions. Data sources, methods, and claims must support one another. This design logic helps beginners avoid common errors, such as collecting data before clarifying the question, treating a convenient sample as if it were broadly representative, or drawing conclusions that exceed the evidence. The result is a practical model of educational inquiry in which methodological choice is tied to disciplined reasoning. Secondly, qualitative inquiry through cases, ethnography, grounded theory, and action research. The book gives substantial attention to qualitative research traditions that are especially relevant in education. Case study is useful when a researcher wants to examine a bounded setting such as a classroom, school, program, or policy initiative in depth. Ethnography is presented as a way to understand cultural practices, meanings, and everyday interactions within educational groups. Grounded theory is introduced as an approach in which analysis works toward conceptual explanation emerging from data, rather than simply applying a fixed framework in advance. Action research is important because it links inquiry with practical improvement, often involving teachers or practitioners investigating their own settings. Punch does not treat these approaches as interchangeable labels. Each implies different assumptions about context, participation, data, and explanation. The educational value of this coverage is that it shows why qualitative research is not merely anecdotal description. When carefully designed, it can make visible processes that numerical indicators often miss, such as classroom norms, teacher decision-making, learner identity, institutional routines, and the meanings participants attach to educational experiences. Thirdly, practical handling of interviews, observation, documents, and qualitative analysis. Beyond naming qualitative traditions, the book explains the practical work of collecting and analyzing qualitative data. Interviews are treated as tools for accessing participants' perspectives, but their usefulness depends on question design, interviewer conduct, and awareness of how the interview situation shapes responses. Observation and participant observation are presented as ways to study behavior and interaction directly, which is often crucial in educational research because teaching and learning are social practices. Documentary data, such as policy texts, curriculum materials, institutional records, or student work, can add another layer of evidence. The book also discusses sampling and qualitative research, where the aim is often depth, relevance, and conceptual richness rather than statistical representativeness. In analysis, Punch introduces approaches such as analytic induction, the Miles and Huberman framework, grounded theory analysis, abstracting, comparing, and computer-assisted qualitative analysis. The underlying lesson is that qualitative analysis is systematic interpretation. It requires organizing data, identifying patterns, testing explanations against evidence, and making analytic claims transparent enough for readers to assess their credibility. Fourthly, quantitative reasoning, measurement, and the role of numerical evidence, although the book is widely useful for qualitative researchers. It also gives balanced attention to quantitative approaches. In educational research, quantitative data may include test scores, survey responses, attendance figures, demographic variables, assessment results, or coded observations. Hunch treatment helps readers see that quantitative research is not simply the use of numbers. It depends on clear concepts, appropriate measurement, valid comparisons, and careful interpretation. The logic of variables, sampling, and analysis is important because educational claims often influence policy, assessment, funding, and program evaluation. A poorly designed questionnaire or an unexamined sample can produce results that appear precise but are misleading. The book positions quantitative analysis as one way to answer questions about patterns, relationships, differences, and distributions. Its introductory orientation is valuable because many education students need to understand statistical reasoning without becoming specialist statisticians. By setting quantitative work beside qualitative inquiry, the text also reduces the tendency to treat methods as competing camps. Instead, it shows that numerical evidence is powerful when its assumptions and limits are understood. Lastly, mixed methods, ethics, internet research, and responsible reporting. The updated edition is notable for its attention to areas that reflect contemporary educational research practice, including mixed methods, internet research, and ethics. Mixed methods are important because many educational questions involve both measurable outcomes and interpretive understanding. For instance, a researcher might examine whether a program is associated with improved participation while also studying how students and teachers experience the program. Punch encourages readers to think about integration rather than simply placing qualitative and quantitative components side by side. Ethics is equally central because education research often involves children, students, teachers, and institutional power relationships. Issues such as consent, confidentiality, harm, access, and researcher responsibility cannot be treated as administrative afterthoughts. Internet research adds further complications, including online data, digital communication, and changing expectations of privacy. The book also covers writing up research, which is where design, evidence, analysis, and ethical judgment become visible to others. Responsible reporting requires clear explanation of methods, honest discussion of limitations, and conclusions that remain proportionate to the evidence collected. In conclusion, Introduction to Research Methods in Education is best suited to undergraduate and postgraduate students in education, trainee teachers undertaking inquiry projects, doctoral students needing a methodological foundation, and lecturers seeking a broad course text. It is also useful for practitioners who want to understand how educational evidence is produced before designing small-scale studies or evaluating programs. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers move from a general interest in an educational issue to a coherent research plan, with attention to questions, design, data collection, analysis, ethics, and writing. Intellectually, it introduces the logic behind methodological choices, making readers more critical consumers of research as well as better beginning researchers. Compared with many general social research textbooks, it stands out because it consistently frames methods through educational settings and examples. Compared with narrower methods books, it offers breadth across qualitative, quantitative, and mixed methods without assuming advanced prior knowledge. Its main limitation is that advanced specialists may need deeper texts on statistics, ethnography, grounded theory, or evaluation. However, as a foundational guide, its strength is integration. It shows how different methods fit into the whole research process and how educational researchers can justify choices responsibly. If you would like to support Keith F. Punch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.